This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Morgan & Morgan, Attorneys at Law. The address is 117 East Washington Street, Suite 201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. Dear counselors, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Deanne Gibson, please note the following medical letter, period. Deanne is D-E-A-N-N, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, period. On April 1st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 190 pounds, who was involved in an attack on March 8, 2024, period. This occurred at the Marathon Village Pantry in Greenfield, Indiana, period. It occurred at the pumps when a female employee came out and confronted the patient as she was pumping gas, period. She accused the patient of stealing someone's gas and demanded she come in, period. The station attendant was the apparent culprit. As the patient was turning around, she got in the patient's face, calling her nasty names, period. An attendant attacked the patient and apparently pushed the manager down, period. The station attendant grabbed the patient's hair, causing the patient to lose her balance as she was defending herself, and she injured her right wrist, period. A handful of hair was pulled out, period. This attack twisted her back, period. She had several lacerations on both hands, period. She had immediate pain in her right wrist, comma, low back, comma, left entire leg, comma, hands, comma, scalp, comma, and diffuse pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain involving her right wrist and an aggravation of her pre-existing sciatica, period. New paragraph. Her right wrist pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She did sustain a fracture, period. She was treated with a splint and medication, period. The pain in her wrist and thumb is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is an aching, burning-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the thumb and fingers, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain is an aggravation of her pre-existing sciatica and bulging disc, period. It was treated with medication, chiropractic, and pain management, period. It is a constant type pain as well as a burning, stabbing, and throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the toes, period. This did aggravate her pre-existing sciatic and back pain by 80%, period. The sciatic and back pain was present immediately before the attack, period. New paragraph. Her anxiety and PTSD is problematic, period. The anxiety onset was immediately after the incident, period. It has manifested itself by afraid to pump gas, as well as being around a gas station, period. She requires her husband to pump gas, period. She is more nervous and on edge, always checking her surroundings, period. She is afraid that she will be attacked again period. She is not as outgoing as she was in the past and stays to herself, period. She stays around the house more, period. She avoids crowds, period. She is not as social as she was in the past, period. This does affect her social interactions with less parties and less interactions with family and friends, period. She is afraid to grocery shop and shopping outside as she has moved to online shopping, period. She has fears and bad dreams as well as nightmares at least once a week, period. She is afraid to be alone, period. She smokes more because of this, period. She is treating this by staying more around the house and more smoking, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals 10 years ago she was treated with Wellbutrin for 1 month for menopausal depression, period. She has no history of PTSD or anxiety, period. She only had depression 1 month. It was treated 10 years ago, period. She never saw a psychiatrist or a psychologist in the past, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient is as follows, period. That day, she was seen in the emergency room at Henry County Emergency Room, period. She was treated and released after her wrist was wrapped after x-rays, period. She was referred to orthopedics and given medicine, period. Approximately 3 to 4 days later, she was seen at orthopedics and also at Newcastle Orthopedics, period. She was seen a few times, put in a split, and had follow-ups, period. She was seen at a chiropractic facility approximately 1 week after the incident and seen several times, period. She was seen at Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, chiropractic a few times as well, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with grooming, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, writing over 5 minutes, comma, lifting with her hand over 5 pounds, comma, standing over 30 pounds, comma, walking over 30 minutes, comma, swimming, comma, sleep, comma, sex, comma, taking care of grandchildren as well as holding them, period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone, comma, gabapentin, comma, and Flexeril, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes more frequent use of the above three medicines, comma, a wrist brace, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right wrist in the past, period. She did have carpal tunnel from hairdressing of the bilateral hands and wrists, diagnosed in December of 23, period. She has not had prior fractured bones, period. The patient injured her low back in 2009, lifting patients at work, period. She had sciatica in 2020, helping helping her mom from painting, where she twisted her back on the ladder, period. She herniated 4 discs, period. The present pain is approximately 80% worse, period. The patient was never involved in an attack in the past, period. The patient has not had serious or minor auto accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries claimed, but she did injure her low back lifting in the past, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a hairdresser and activities director at a nursing home. It was full-time, period. She was on disability for her back and sciatica, approved January of 2025 period. The patient filed for disability prior to this attack period. The patient did lose work involving a few clients, period. New paragraph. Permanent limitations or restrictions would be lifting over 25 pounds, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room report, Henry County Memorial Hospital, March 28, 2024. 51-year-old female reports in an altercation with a female gas station attendant and hit her right hand against the person, causing pain to the right hand around the thumb and wrist, period. On examination, right wrist tenderness and swelling, period. X-rays of the right hand showed a lucent line localized to distal radius and extending into the radiocarpal joint, comma. Consider a non-displaced intra-articular fracture at the site, period. Final diagnosis from the emergency room was distal radius fracture, period. Disposition is discharge to home, period. Henry County Memorial Hospital, x-rays of the wrist. dated May 16th, 2024. Prior fracture of the distal radius appears healed, period. A 2-millimeter shortening of the radius in relationship to the ulna is noted, period. Henry County orthopedic note, April 5th, 2024. Patient was involved in a physical altercation at a gas station on March 28th, 2024. A clerk assaulted her, period. She fractured her right wrist by punching the clerk's head for self-defense, period. Assessment, non-displaced fracture of distal end of right radius, period. X-rays of the right wrist is remarkable for a non-displaced vertical fracture, interarticular right distal radius, period. Henry County Orthopedics, May 16th, 2024, chief complaint, right distal radius fracture after altercation, ED placed in splint, period. She is nearly 7 weeks out from a distal right radius fracture, period. Assessment, distal right radius fractures, x-ray taken today and reviewed, shows the fracture to be healed, period. At this point, she can wean herself out of the brace, as tolerated, period. She is aware that it would be normal to have achiness and swelling depending on activity for the next several months, period. Newcastle Family Internal Medicine, September 24th, 2024, here for pain management follow-up, period. 52-year-old female follow-up for management of chronic left-sided shooting, low back pain, period. Pain has been present for 2 years. No specific inciting event or trauma attributed to degenerative lumbar spine disease with lumbar radiculopathy, period. She has been trying multiple avenues of treatment, including non-Western medicine compression devices and chiropractic treatment, period. Assessment one. Left lumbar radiculopathy, 2, lower extremity pain left, 3, anxiety and depression, ordered medication, end of report. Quantum chiropractic note, June 24th, 2024, diagnosis is misalignment of sacrum, comma, pelvis, comma, lumbar, comma, thoracic, and cervical spine, period. care provided, manipulation of sacrum, comma, pelvis, comma, lumbar, comma, thoracic and cervical spine, period. End of report. Level up chiropractic note. April 26, 2024. She was doing well until a woman attacked her at a gas station and knocked her down, period. They discuss the pain levels, period. Objective, moderate, tender, taut fibers over the left hip, comma, thoracic musculature and left lower lumbar musculature, period. End of report. Young family chiropractic note. Date of visit, October 17th, 2024. Date of onset, March 28th, 2024. Constant left-sided lumbar pain, comma, spasm, comma, burning, comma, tingling, comma, aching and tightness, period. Severity level 8 out of 10, period. Diagnosis 1, segmental dysfunction of the sacral spine. 2, dysfunction of the pelvic region, comma. 3, lumbago with sciatica left, comma. 4, segmental dysfunction lumbar region. 5, contracted muscles, multiple sites, period. Note, March 28th, 2024. Police report, dispatch village pantry for fight that occurred. Deanne advised she was defending herself, period. The surveillance footage reveals Amber pushing her away through to Tirzah, T-I-R-Z-A-H, to exit the front door and engage in a physical altercation with Deanne, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the assault and battery on March 28, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient had a slight abnormal gait that predates this injury, period. Examination of the skin and scalp revealed hair loss of the right posterior scalp with palpable tenderness from this injury, period. The patient appeared nervous, comma, anxious, comma, fidgety, comma, and on auscultation had an elevated heart rate consistent with the nervousness and anxiety, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid, period. Full range of motion was noted in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate, and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm as well as diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Extension by 6 degrees, period. There's palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 88 degrees right, period. Examination of the left wrist and extremity was normal, period. The right wrist had 15% swelling with palpable heat and tenderness, period. There was crepitance of the right wrist, period. There was diminished grip strength of the right wrist and the patient is right hand dominant, period. There is swollen soft tissue at the base of the right thumb with diminished range of motion of the right thumb, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the right wrist, period. Flexion of the wrist was diminished by 42 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 28 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation of the right lateral wrist and hand, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right wrist and thumb trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, fractured distal intraarticular radius with 2 millimeter shortening, period. Number two, lumbar strain, comma, pain, comma, trauma and radiculopathy. Number three, reactivation of prior lumbar pain and sciatica. Next number, scalp trauma with hair loss and pain. Next number, cervical and thoracic strain improved. Next number, anxiety and PTSD, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the assault and battery that occurred on March 28, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar area, the patient has a 0% impairment rating due to her prior history, period. In reference to the anxiety and PTSD, utilizing Chapter 14, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment due to the assault and battery that occurred on March 28, 2024, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right wrist area, period, as she ages, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning she will have continued pain and diminished range of motion of the right wrist for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised by other doctors that she may need wrist and hand injections, period. I agree with this, and this cost would be approximately $3,000, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications will cost $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A wrist splint and back brace would cost approximately $300, period. These would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent limitations or restrictions, she will have a permanent lifting restriction of over 25 pounds for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.